The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Camilla is here today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Camilla. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. What's going on, Camilla?
So I just want to know, am I wrong about something?
Yes. What is it that you think you may or may not be wrong about?
Okay. So a friend of mine named Hannah was dating this really great guy recently.
Uh-huh.
Super sweet. One of the nicest guys she's ever dated.
Oh, wow.
And she recently broke up with him. And she gave, I asked her why, and she gave this really ridiculous reason.
Uh-huh.
And I guess a couple dates ago, they went out to this restaurant, and he ordered veal.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's it.
Oh, that's why she broke up with him?
He ordered veal at a restaurant.
Wow.
And that's what she told you? That was the reason?
That's it, yeah. I asked if there was anything else, he was rude to the waiter,
Right.
A logical reason to break up with somebody.
Right, like, bring me the veal, jerk! Like, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was great. Super sweet, very respectful.
And, sure.
Ordered veal.
Is she a vegetarian or something?
No!
Oh.
She can get down on some steak. I've seen it.
Huh.
Oh, she just doesn't like the idea of veal.
And you said her name's Hannah?
Hannah, yeah.
All right, let's call Hannah and find out what's going on with her and this guy. Maybe there's another reason we don't know about.
Hello?
Hannah?
Yeah?
Hi, good morning, Hannah. How are you? This is Mark Kay, and I'm here with Megan. We're from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Hannah.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, guys. What's up?
Oh, my God. Hi. How are you?
This is so cool. I can't believe you're calling me.
I can't. We didn't even plan it this morning when we woke up.
This is so cool.
Yeah. Hey, listen, fun fact, your friend Camilla is also with us.
Oh. Hey.
Okay.
Oh, not so fun anymore.
Hannah, she told us that you dumped that guy you were dating because he ordered veal at a restaurant.
Yeah, and, as my friend, I thought she'd have my side on that whole situation.
Yeah, but she took the veal side? Or the guy's side?
Yeah, both, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, how long had you been dating this guy?
We had been together maybe about 8 months.
8 months?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time.
So, yeah, and was there anything else? Like, was he, sleeping with other women, or was he missing, male parts that are important in life, or did he, yell at you or something?
No, nothing like that. I mean, maybe some of that stuff would have come out, but, that was pretty much the veal thing that really sealed the deal for me.
The veal sealed the deal.
I mean, I get it, because I wouldn't eat that either, but, if you're not a vegetarian, though, so you just don't like the idea of veal?
Right, exactly. I mean, the way it's made is disgusting, and, it's like, I don't know, you have to have, some standards in what you eat, and I just feel like if none of that matters to you, then what kind of person are you really?
Hannah, we thought you were going to end up with this guy. He was super sweet. I don't understand what the problem was. It's food, you can't dictate what a guy eats.
Right, I didn't, but I explained to him, what veal is and how it's made and how disgusting it is, and he just didn't care. He just ordered it, sat there, ate it in front of me anyways, and I was so grossed out. What kind of father would that guy be?
My dad ate veal, and he was a great dad.
Okay. All right, hang on 1 second, you two. Don't go anywhere. 340-9595. What kind of a father would he be, veal-eating bastard? Who's right, who's wrong? It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Your phone call's next. 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Thank you so much for joining us today, folks. We really appreciate it. We got a couple women here arguing over a veal. Apparently, this one woman was dating a guy for 8 months. Her friend thought he was the one, that she was going to marry him. He was perfect. He was sweet. He was loving. He was kind. Treated her well. Then one day, they went out to dinner, and he ordered veal, and she dumped him. Flat. That was it. Just veal, you're out of my life. 340-9595. Her girlfriend's now you're crazy. Who's right, who's wrong? Hey, Caitlin from Ponte Vedra, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Hey, we're good. What do you want to say?
I just want to say, does she eat pork?
Does she what?
Does she eat pork, right? I mean, I heard a friend say she eats beef. And beef, I mean, like, cows are treated, like, terribly and milk and have all kinds of stuff in their milk. And but if she eats pork, I mean, they're kept in tiny cages where they can't even turn around. But veal offends her?
Hmm. So you're basically calling her a big hypocrite?
Yes.
Okay, all right, cool. I just want to make sure. Yeah, I mean, look, some people, there's a way, you know, some animals, I guess, when they're babies, people think it's crueler. And veal is like a baby lamb, or baby cow, right? Isn't that what it is?
Baby pigs are treated awfully, too.
Yeah.
But she still eats pork.
Some baby humans are treated horribly. Let's get down to brass tacks.
That's true.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
Okay, but no one's eating baby humans.
Well, I know they're not eating them.
I mean, that's the different thing.
No, I get all that.
Okay.
Krista, how are you?
Hi.
Hi, Krista.
I was doing awesome until I hear you guys making fun of the animals being tortured and killed. It's awful.
How are we making fun of that?
No one's making fun of that.
I hear a cow moos in the background.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You guys know that meat eaters are not the only ones that listen to your radio station?
No, I've heard that.
No,
yeah.
I know.
There's vegetarians, vegans.
Mark wanted to play the cow.
Pescatarians. Well, we were talking about veal, so I played cows mooing.
I know, but that makes it sad. I agree with her on that. That wasn't cool.
Yeah, it's not funny at all.
No, I agree.
You guys have told Disney way back in the day when.
Oh, that was a long time.
I used to work at the stadium club before it was a Mascaras. I mean, I know Hoyle from back then, and he was awesome. He had a great show. This show is just going down. Like, I don't understand how you guys just get on here and just say anything you want these days. And this woman that's talking about the veal, how about go vegan and stop eating meat?
Okay, well, hold on. Yeah. Hold on, Chris. I know. Hold on, let me. She doesn't eat veal. She was upset that her boyfriend ate veal, so she broke up with him.
I understand that. How about you stop eating meat? If you're going to judge someone, don't eat meat at all.
That was kind of the point of her friend, though. That was her friend's point because she's like, you still eat meat, so how can you say that about your boyfriend?
Does Hoyle Dempsey eat meat? Do we know? Because I think he does.
I don't know what Hoyle does nowadays. I have not talked to him in many years.
Okay, all right.
That's not why I called.
No, I know. I got it. Well, Krista, hey, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it. We're sorry that the show's not up to your standards, but we hope you do continue to listen.
Well, I think if you're going to promote something, it should be promoting more things like going vegan or it at least being even and balanced on it.
Right.
Destruction, agriculture is the number one destruction of this planet.
Okay.
How about this planet? My son wants to live and build a breeze without an oxygen tank in 20 years.
Yeah, no, I think my son has the same goal. Hey, thanks so much for your call. We really appreciate it. 340-9595. Camilla called us up because her friend Hannah broke up with her boyfriend. And Camilla, you thought this guy was like the bee's knees. He was perfect, right?
Yeah. He was great. Perfect for her.
Right, yeah. But Hannah, there was a big problem last time you guys went out, and it was what?
Well, he decided to eat veal as his meal, and super disgusting, freaked me out.
Yeah, the veal meal was just not cool.
Yeah.
So after 8 months of dating the perfect guy, she dropped him because he ate veal. Was it veal parmesan or like a veal piccata or do you?
Any of the veal.
Oh, okay. All right. Just checking. 340-9595. Now I'm hungry. 340-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong? Ashley, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ashley. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say I think it's ridiculous to break up with somebody just because they eat something that you don't, especially if she's not a vegan and hasn't, or even a vegetarian, or made that a thing in her life. So how would her boyfriend even know that bothers her?
Right, like some people eat asparagus, which makes your pee smell. I mean, that could be offensive to people.
That could.
Right?
I mean, I know people who are like, I have a friend who's a vegan and her boyfriend's not. Like, you can be your own person. You don't have to.
Sure.
The other person doesn't have to do the same thing as you.
Right, and so I think it's crazy after 8 months of what sounds like a good relationship, according to her friend, and according to her, if that was the only reason that she broke up with him, to just end the whole relationship because he wanted to eat veal, which, I mean, I don't eat veal, but I just don't eat veal because it doesn't taste good. If it tasted good, I would eat it.
I have to tell you, I have to give blood later today, so I'm currently fasting.
Oh my God, are you so hungry?
Till like noon, and all this talk about veal is making me very hungry.
See, I would never, ever eat veal either, but I also,
it's
I mean.
It's so tasty.
I don't care. I feel her pain on that. I'm just saying, like, I can't control what my boyfriend eats. Like, he eats steak, and I don't eat steak.
Yeah.
I'm not going to break up with him.
Because he's an alpha male, Megan. He's got a dominance over the lesser creatures.
No, let's
have,
not.
Does he eat lamb?
Let's not go that far.
Would you eat lamb?
I would not, no.
Lamb is the best
Literally,
thing.
Literally, the only thing I really eat is fish.
I want to say that lamb is the best thing I've ever put in my mouth with prepared. They make this lamb at Fogo de Chao. Have you been there?
I can't.
You would hate it.
I'm down with the salad bar over there, though.
Oh, my God.
They have a really good salad bar.
The market table, they call it.
Okay.
It's not a salad bar.
It's like pasta salads and stuff.
It's ridiculous. But they walk around with meat on. I mean, you would hate it because it's meat on sticks.
Yeah, that's my nightmare.
But the lamb there, I mean, the best lamb I've ever had in my entire life.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
We should go there for lunch. You can eat tomatoes and I'll get lamb.
I can eat some seafood.
Well, let's do it.
A seafood tower.
Lee from Orange Park, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. How are you?
Really hungry, Lee. Thanks for calling. What do you want to say?
Well, I don't think that everyone's concentrating on what's important to this lady. I don't think the veal is actually the problem. I think if you ask her a few more questions, you would find that something similar to this has happened with this guy before. She's obviously upset not because of the veal, but because she expressed to him how deeply it offends her, and then he does it right in front of her anyway.
Oh, okay.
She's thinking about spending the rest of her life with this guy, and then now all of a sudden, her feelings aren't important.
Okay.
You know, whether she's vegetarian or not has nothing to do with anything. You don't have to dislike, just because you dislike veal doesn't mean you have to be vegetarian.
Right.
You have other reasons.
I see your point, Lee, but let me ask you this, just, playing devil's advocate. If he ordered the veal, it comes to the table and she says, I'm totally offended, please don't eat that, and he doesn't eat it, isn't that even worse because now that baby cow has died for nothing?
Well, it's...
Worse than ordering veal is wasting it.
First of all, in the conversation, I didn't hear that he ordered the veal and then she was offended by it. I heard that he was going to order the veal, she asked him not to, and he ordered it anyway, and then he ate it. But here's my point. I'm married to a lady that I've been married to for quite a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't listen to what her feelings are, and I don't take that into consideration, then what kind of a person am I?
Yeah.
I think that's the thing that's wrong relationships these days.
All right. No, Lee, you bring up a really great point.
Yeah, that is a good point.
Thanks for sharing that. We appreciate that.
That's like deeper than what the situation is what he's saying.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it is. You have to go back into the woman's feelings and really respect them.
Yeah, that sounded really fake.
No, I'm serious. No matter how much
you go into the woman's feelings and really respect them. It sounded like you're reading it. these are my notes that my wife gave me.
A little flashcard my wife gave me. Feelings. Respect your wife's feelings at all costs. Okay, got it.
Always apologize.
Hey, flashcards, they work for math. They might as well work for, being a good husband. 3-3-4-0-95-95.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.